Sports Pacific is a project targeting the North Shore Pacific Island community aimed at increasing participation in sports and recreation. As a priority, the project continues to support and address specific barriers the Pacific community faces in effectively engaging in the sport and recreation and living physically active lives. This morning, I'm joined in studio by Efila Fuamatu, a Pacific Community Manager, and Romero Tangi, a Pacific Community Coordinator of Harbour Sport for more. Good morning and great to have your company. How are we doing this morning?
Good morning.
After those squats.
Thank you so much for leading our exercises this morning as well, guys. Firstly, tell us more about Sport Specific and the work that you do.
Good morning, everybody. Well, Sport Specific is actually part of Harbour Sport. So I don't know if you know that Auckland has four different organisations that do community sport and get our communities active. So Harbour Sport represents the north side, and then the south is CLM, Counties Manukau, Sport Waitakere out west, and Sport Auckland. So pretty much our vision as Harbour Sport is to get communities active, and Sport Specific, our focus is mainly on our Pacific communities.
And when we're talking about getting our Pacific communities healthy and active under the umbrella of Harbour Sport and Sport Specific, guys, can you talk to me about some of the initiatives or programs that you run on the shore to, enable this great vision?
We're actually probably targeted first in the Kaipatake region. So that's the North Shore. We actually service up to Te Hana. But I think people don't realise that there's actually about 9,000 Pacific people on the North Shore, so sometimes we are forgotten out there. So we basically take a cultural Pacific approach and go into our community. So we run programs for families. We run programs for during the holiday that are free, so free access, free programs, and so we encompass the whole family. And then we also go out to church groups and work with Pacific organisations like Whanau, New Zealand Stroke Foundation, where they have Tae Whaklongo. So we partner with different people working with our Pacific groups and just target the whole family pretty much.
Nice. And when we're targeting the whole family, of course, very important with our young people as well. Romero, talk to us a bit about the work you guys are doing with the young people there on the shore, LOL.
Well, for us, working with the Pacific youth is obviously one of our main focus, because obviously the Pacific population is the fastest youth growing population out of all the ethnicities. So we've got a well-established equip program, so that Pacific teenage girls. So we've been running that for 5 years now, and so we've just had the fifth birthday last week, and that's essentially mentoring and keeping girls active, because we're finding in that age group girls are dropping off from sports and physical activity. So it's just a holistic approach to how we deliver our program. So it's not just about the physical activity, but it's about the social impact, because for girls, you know, they want to get together, have some sort of social gathering. Also, we've been fortunate enough by supported by the New Zealand Recreation Association. So they've helped us develop our outdoor leadership program, which has given us the opportunity to have mentoring our equipped leaders to run walking groups. So we got a walking group this Saturday at Long Bay 8:30, if you guys would like to come out. You can see that on Facebook. But those are sort of opportunities that they have given us and help us to empower our leaders. Also, one other cool thing which I'm a part of is our Ngā Tamatoa program called NTT. That program is essentially targeting the Pacific boys, but we'll use in the outdoor leadership context. But what we're doing is adding a Pacific twist to it. So we just finished at Brookdale Intermediate, the pilot program. We finished off with a new workshop. So we just taught boys how to valua popo. If they didn't know, taught them how to valua popo and emeka o tai. So we just finished doing that with them, and hopefully it kicks off next year in the schools out in the Kaipatake region. So that's what we're hoping to do next year, and big thanks to NZ Recreation Association for supporting us in that space.
Two questions. How has the participation been for yourselves, and what is the biggest barrier you find for our Pacific communities, you know, engaging with great initiatives such as Sports Pacific?
I guess when you're engaging the Pacific community, you have to start with the elders, because, you know, the elders are the ones that lead the family, and obviously that comes on different platforms. Like, you can't just flick them a message on Facebook. You have to actually physically talk to them, follow up with them. So, and also being involved in the church community, like actually turning up to their churches, being present. Yeah. So I feel like when you're engaging with the Pacific community, you have to be present. You have to earn their respect and be a part of their family before they open their arms. So when you engage, what we've found in the Shore, when you engage a Pacific community, you got to be present, and they all flock in. You know, they our Pacific families. There's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think too. It's really going out and listening to the community. Mm. Myself, I stay out south, so I'm a Māori girl. Romero comes from out west, but for us, our heart is for our people. So going out to understand what happens in their community. So I don't know if you've heard about all the social housing that has gone down. So one of the programs, a lot of our programs were based out of a school called Onepoto, and around there, the housing, they've bought a lot of the houses down, and then families have shifted and moved. So, you know, we're listening to the families, where do we need to move so that our free programs can be accessed. So for us, it's going to where our people are. If it's the churches, if it's the schools, where we create a hub, that's what we know is important. We can't just tell them, come to us. It's all about us going out to them and knowing what happens in their community, what's important. Most of the times, it's families important. So making that the important thing rather than physical activity, but being strong and healthy for your family, you want to be there for a long time.
An overview of Sports Pacific, how long has it been in operation now?
So since 2013, so we are pretty much funded from different sources. As you know, we've only got about 9,000 Pacific people on the Shore. Most of the funding for Pacific communities is actually available out south, west and central. So we have things like the lotteries, New Zealand Community Trust. We've already spoken about New Zealand Recreation Association. So Harbour Sports really been a key lead out there to really make sure that we can get the funds that we need to support our communities.
We are heading into the Christmas, New Year's holiday period, and for many of ourselves, and I'm putting both hands up and my feet, we like to indulge as specific people. And when you mention Long Bay, I'm sure there'll be many of our community out there. If we're looking over the North Shore of Auckland, Long Bay, Shakespeare, all the different bays, Murray Bay, what else we got there?
Army
Bay.
Atta Bay. But, you know, for yourselves, you know, what would be the message this morning to our community about just, you know, enjoying the holidays, but also looking after their health and their fitness?
Well, I guess what we like to tell our families at our programs is just all about moderation. Everyone's probably heard it, like, all in moderation, but, you know, it's important to enjoy, your food and what you eat. And traditionally, like, we come from a background where, we have food from the land and food, easy resource food. But I guess just try to stay away from the processed foods and keep more wholesome food. So all in moderation, enjoy your Christmas. We don't want you to starve. I'll be enjoying the Christmas, my full Christmas days.
And I think just encouraging everyone, it's a warm summer season, so just getting out there and being active. And I think our whole thing with being holistic is just think of the family. You know, if you eat together, you pray together, go get active together. Yeah. I think that's the key message, is doing things together, being around for a longer time with each other means taking care of yourself.
Very good. And with that, it's a very big thank you, Fila Fuamatu, Romero Tangi. Oh, a comment here on our Facebook interview, Stella Muller, morning sun. So we better just mention that as well. So you say hello to mum. Okay. With that, thank you so much for your time. And we've also included in our online description the link to Sports Pacific to find out more about the great work that the team are doing with our Pacific community over the Shore. 9,000 strong and growing. Very good. And a very Merry Christmas to you both and your families.
Merry Christmas. You thank you for having us.
You're
Merry
welcome.
Christmas. Happy New Year.
It's 20 minutes to 8, Radio 531 PI, Pacific People Together.